time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Jill Duffy with Community Comment. I prepared this writing last Thursday, May 2nd. It's another overcast day with slight scattered showers. By the time this recording airs, we will know whether the clear skies of sun finally arrive here on the North Coast. At this moment, I am especially hoping so because I signed up with a friend last December to take our first ever photography workshop this weekend. So while many of us are ready for May to pull us outdoors into the sun, flowers, and warmth, there is a select group of folks who cannot wait until June, specifically the June 5th primary. I know, there are a lot of people who simply decline from participating in the political process because they are tired of the negativity, the grandiose promises, the obscene amount of money, and the endless cycle of yet another campaign. So it's no surprise to learn that voter turnout has been pretty dismal. But it does matter. Politics is a messy business, but without candidates and an informed and engaged public, the success of local government hangs in the balance. The strengths and weaknesses of candidates will be on full display over the next month. As grueling as the campaign process is, it prepares candidates to deliberate and make decisions in a public venue, to handle controversial issues and engage with the public. Candidates must manage their campaigns, be instant experts on an array of issues, and hone the ability to analyze and provide comment on local, state, and federal measures. Absentee and sample ballots will be arriving in mailboxes soon, and depending upon the race and our familiarity level, we may wonder who many of the candidates are. We often judge candidates by slogans, name recognition, endorsements, and the public image, but that is not enough. To perform our civic duty, we must be informed. We need the candidate's background, their values, experience, and determine how prepared a candidate is for the job. And while political propaganda, blogs, and push polls were incorporated as a way to get information and influence the issues and candidates, there is simply no replacement for an engaged media. The media plays a tremendous role because reporters should be able to help look past the candidate's image, dispel the myths and innuendo, and help present the candidates and issues in detail. And forums, sponsored by local groups, provide us the opportunity to meet and listen with the candidates. Last week, Keat Television formally launched their League of Women Voter candidate forums for the supervisorial and state assembly seats, which means that for the next couple of weeks, you can view or listen on KHSU to the live coverage. The North Coast Journal will be providing election coverage in this Wednesday's edition, and hot on the heels will be coverage followed by the Times Standard on the 12 congressional candidates and the candidates for the 3 supervisorial races. Get informed, involved, and remember, those who show up run the show. This has been Jill Duffy with Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.